Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Yes.
And welcome to our program that is sponsored by the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, where Brother Parker IV is the minister. We give Bible message and Bible questions and answers. Bible messages on Tuesday and question and answers on Thursdays evening at 7:30 each week. But we ask you one thing. If you have a question or something that's bothering you, just press it on today. You know, we'll have most gospel preaching being done and things that will address it. I have to address an issue that happened in a conversation today. Mm-hmm. You know, we are just getting so pathetic. Marriage, where is it? You see many of these young people shacking, living together, calling themselves married. Let's look at what Genesis said first. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 20, beginning in verse 20, and Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him.
Amen.
And Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both naked, the man and the woman, and were not ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
When you go and look at the creation that God gave man a woman and created a woman for him, we now in America have made one of the biggest sins ever made, other than Sodom and Gomorrah. We are now the Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm.
Our Supreme Court passed a law that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. That's a low-down, dirty shame. And I hope that this new president there, Mr. Trump, I hope that he will address that issue some kind of a way. Let the folk know that that's not right. There are many people that are saying, but the gays and the everything is growing bigger and bigger across America. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4, marriage is honorable to all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. You know, marriage is honorable, and you're living in a clean bed. Get those funky beds, shacking and racking together, living for hell and going to go to hell. What in hell do you want? You think you're going to die and go down there and be a whoremonger? Just having sex with every woman you see, every man you see, women doing the same thing the men doing. Women are just out there just trying to take any man they can take any time that they want him and take him. If he got a wife, break him up. Or if he got a girlfriend, break that up. For what? For nothing, because she's going to be having sex with other men. You see, we are out of order in America. And the Supreme Court put the seal of approval on it. Two men can marry together and two women can marry together. And then look at the foolishness that goes on with those people. You see, look at Sodom and Gomorrah in the book of Genesis. God sent two male angels to Sodom and Gomorrah. Now look at the corruption that was there. All the old men and young men from all parts of the city came to know those angels. That's what the King James put it. But that word means rank those angels.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they did, because they had to get in Lot's house and then they had to use the Holy Spirit on them. The men were still out there trying to get in there to rape those two angels. You know, that's pathetic. When you think about that, think about America. Now that the Supreme Court has stamped the approval on homosexuality, that is right. And every state hasn't embraced it. But you can leave your state and go and marry another man or another woman, women with women, men with men, and you can go to another state and get married and come back, and that state that you live in can't say a word about it, because the civil rights have been given to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame. Where are we headed in America? To hell. America is going to be destroyed, taken over by another country, or something of that nature, because we're not going to be the great America that we used to be. We used to love to sing the Star Spangled Banner, love to say the Pledge of Allegiance, because we would say we were one nation under who?
God.
Now we're one nation under hell and Satan running this nation. Same thing Nebuchadnezzar did. He gave his nation over to Satan too. He built a statue. And he said, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, the psaltery, and all the other instruments, bow down and worship my God. He made him a God.
Mm.
And they fail as a nation. Look at us in America now. You see, we look at these storms. I have never seen the way storms are coming through this nation ever before, from a child up. And I know that many can witness for that. This is just a nice warning to us. Some land has been destroyed that they can't grow fruit stuff for us to eat on. Lettuce, tomatoes, and all this kind of stuff. That land has been destroyed, so much of it. They said that earlier, from last year, when the heat, the drought got in there. And now what are we going to face this year? In the summer, and right now, what are we facing? Floods and rains, tornadoes. We have never had this many tornadoes in a year or month. Tearing down everything all across the country. All those kind of places. You see, our sins have found us out. And really, God is totally upset with the hell that's going on in this nation. I don't know what in hell this nation wants, but whatever it is, they're getting the suffering for it. Christians, you need to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. See, you were born again. You're in Christ Jesus, the one true church on earth. Live right. Behave right. Raise your children right. And teach your girls right. Because the boys will turn the girls out to be whores. And some girls will go out there and want to be a whore. And these here fornicating men, they don't too much care about nothing. They want everything they can get. Men need to love their wives as Christ loved the church that he gave himself for it. Get right, because we are going down as a country. Amen. If we don't repent, but name a country that ever repented when it took hold of the foolishness we were taking care of. This country has said, God, you are a lie. Now, men can marry men. Now, women can marry women. They can do anything they want to do. And that's what they're doing now. Now they're going to rape more men than ever before, little boys. Look at the school teachers sleeping with the little 15, 16-year-old girls. And women, teachers, sleeping with the little teenage boys. It's a dirty shame. It's already loosening up. And if they put transgender bathrooms into every school district in America, we're going to have the boys sleeping in the bathroom with boys, raping boys, and girls raping girls. And we're going to have more homosexuals than you ever saw. Because if every school in America had transgender bathrooms, you just wait when a child goes from the first grade to the 12th grade, they totally messed up. Most of them are going to come out as gays and lesbians. We need to pray for the country. We need to preach the word and tell it plainly like it is. That's what's going to happen. And we see that president we're having in now, he's kicking out a lot of the illegal people who have been working. And some of the people that need jobs in America can't find a job. Even the big corporations are bringing in thousands of them into America to do work for a little of nothing. But that's a whole lot of money to them because when they make it, they send it back to Mexico or some other country, basically Mexico. And our money, American money, is far more valuable than Mexican money. So they're building houses for themselves and everything else in Mexico. They could care less about America. Don't care to be a part of America. Just come over here, take the money, and get back home. Build them a beautiful house. Make some more Mexican babies. You know, we got to straighten up. We as a nation must straighten up, or we all going to be destroyed. Now, if we're a Christian, you may get destroyed, but you can go to heaven. We don't know how we're going to leave here. But if we stay a Christian, we still can make heaven our home. Paul got ready to have his head cut off, and he was praying the Lord. He fought a good fight, kept the faith. Henceforth, he's ready to go to heaven, in so many words. We got to fight a good fight now. We got to be ready. Fight the fight. Put all our comfort, all of our hopes in God and fight the fight of faith. And God will bless you on this side and in heaven. Amen. In this hand, I commend you to God and the words of his grace, which are able to keep you, build you up, and give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. May God bless you. Who's next on, Brother Johnson?
Yeah, I'm here. I was listening to what you were saying is so true.
Yes.
America and the world and all the people in it, our leaders cannot solve the problem.
Right.
We're going to have to go back to the word.
Right.
And I mean, preach the book. I ain't talking about making no stories up. I'm talking about preaching. Word of God, just like it's written up in the book.
Amen.
Thank ye God now. We thank he can run this world by God's hand.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. As I was laying up in the hospital, Brother Parker and Brother Brown, a whole week in one day, something struck my mind. And I was looking at the Donald Trump thing and all the other stuff that they was doing. But what struck me in my mind, the people are forgetting God and who is the ruler of this world. God is sin. That's why we having all these tornadoes and hurricanes and things tore all up.
Amen.
We'll destroy anybody. And people need to quit sinning. See, God ain't going to keep on letting you get by with it.
Amen.
And dying, and then after dying, the judgment, then hell. Man himself to hell. God is not sending him anywhere. You see, we can learn God, but we don't want to learn God because we got too much of worldlyism, not only in the world, but also in the church. The church is full of hypocrisy and envy and hatred and no love for his brother or his fellow
man. Amen.
Amen. We can talk about Jesus, but if we're living for Jesus, who do you depend on today?
Amen.
God, our Father. We don't have but one, and we need to run to him. Satan
Amen.
Is on the attack of this world. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8, Satan is like a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
We got to learn how to run the other way, Brother Parker. See, we think we can handle Satan by ourselves. There's no man on earth can handle it. Because Satan
Amen.
Don't come as we think he's going to come. He may come in a man with a suit on. He may come with high-heeled sneakers.
Amen.
Dressed up. Satan comes in all kind of fashions and forms. He appears to be good, but he's evil all the way.
Amen.
About us. Oh, Satan looks for what you weak for. Like I say, if you weak for women that you was talking about, or if you weak for men and homosexuals and all of that,
Amen.
Sees the picture. Here's the problem. If you just want to get down basically on it, man says we don't need God anymore.
Amen.
Tell you, you need God and the fellowship with God's people. We need to come together in love, brethren. We need
Amen.
To not be changing ourselves. We must do what God says. And God says, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's
Amen.
The command of God, not the command of men. In Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, Jesus was speaking here. He said, heaven and earth is given unto me. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
For and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. Lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
Come back. And Luke, the 18th chapter, verse 8, will he find any faith in the earth? He asked a question. We got folks don't want to hear the gospel, don't want to
Amen.
Do it. They want to walk around here and think they all are back.
Amen.
Something. We better get with God before we leave this world.
Amen.
Brother Parker, Brother Brown, we have had it. Hell is for anybody want to go.
Amen.
It's not a diagram that we can go around it. All we got to
Amen.
Do is walk right through it. But see, man don't want to listen.
Amen.
I shame, Brother Brown, when man don't want to listen to God. All God asks us is to worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4,
Amen.
3 and 24, and Philippians 3, 3. We are to worship God with our spirits. Give God all the praises, all the services.
Amen.
God the glory, because you didn't wake up this morning on your own. I didn't wake
Amen.
Up on my own. I woke up by the love and the finger of the Lord God Savior.
Amen.
The world now is so disrespectful, Brother Parker.
Sometimes yes.
they want to cry. We can't get along. We can't love
yes.
one another. It is so sad. and we got just as many older people playing this hypocrisy as we do young folks.
Amen.
Folks want to sit up high and try to look down low on others. They don't want to do what the Bible says.
Yes.
The world's going to be destroyed before we know it, brethren. When I was in the hospital six days, Brother Parker, I seen so many sick folk in the hospital just laying down, and they couldn't move, Brother Parker. They wouldn't even. Sad part about it, they dying in sin.
Amen.
Sin is what's destroying the nation.
Amen.
Wake up and do what God tell us to do. We're gonna be gone and be lost too.
Amen.
God told us what to do. Now, what is our problem? Sin. Don't forget that, brethren. Preach on the sinful nature of man, because man is on his way to hell. Straight
Amen.
Up. Apostle Paul told in the Roman book there, verse chapter 13, verse 11 through 14. He said, "Wake them up out of thy sleep and put on
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ." We got more folk today will not surrender to Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We're trying to preach to them. We're trying to tell them what the Lord says, and he just started backing up. Sooner or later, they're going to fall into hell. You think God has got the bright little breath of tornadoes and hurricanes. He ain't through yet.
Amen.
He got to hit these people hard, because these are some stiff-necked, uncircumcised people of will be.
Amen.
It's Acts the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 48 and 49. You know, in the book of Acts, when they were preaching the gospel there, something gets my attention. They preached to millions, but only 3,000 responded. That's who I know ain't going to be but a few go to heaven. Very few.
Amen. Amen.
See, it's going to be a lot in the church going to hell. Don't fool yourself, brethren. We think the Church of Christ is going to heaven, and they going to hell too, because they don't have love, they don't have compassion, they don't preach the truth like they used to do in the day that we come along. They
Amen.
Want to get the hell out of the Word of God.
Amen.
God is not going to be was understood, it's already stood by God. And God has sealed the book. If you go out of the book, you're in trouble. So your best bet to stay in the book. Put your head in God's heart towards the book. Because man
Amen.
Make it. See, Brother Parker, the almighty dollar, Satan has used it heavily.
Yes.
Like he ain't never used it. You see, he tell us in John over there, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, "Love not the things of this world."
Amen.
You're in trouble with God. We
Amen.
Love this world. We want to hold on to God and the world at the same time. It won't work.
Amen.
It just won't work. Either you go for God's way or go to the devil's way. Right
Amen.
Or left. It is so sad. It makes you want to cry, because men are dying, and then the judgment, and then hell.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm looking at people every day. I ride in a wheelchair looking at the world, and I looked around.
Amen.
Parker, I said, "Lord, what else can we do? We got folks all over the globe." We said, "What can we do?" We got
Amen.
To put the gospel the best we know how. And people just, "Oh, man, you know, I make a lot of money. Man, I bought this and I bought that. And I got this nice-looking lady. Well, I got all of this. I can't take care of my family." Let me tell you something. I never discredit when man got to do for his family or what he got to do for himself. Was I discredit when he put God on the back burner.
Amen.
what I'm talking about. See, man would come home back in the day when I was growing up, and he supported his family. Now man goes out and spend all his money on women and drinking and everything else, and then his family sitting at home ain't got nothing to eat.
Amen.
Want to do right, Brother Parker. They know right, but they don't want to do right.
Amen.
And the soul is spiritually hungry and won't come to get the supper. Won't come to get the food. They just their souls, their precious souls are starving to death. Jesus said, come to me and I will give you life. They go in the opposite way.
Amen.
Jesus has opened the door for people all over the world, Brother Parker. The door is open. Jesus said, whosoever will come, let him come freely and drink the water of life freely. They don't even want that.
Amen.
What you want from Jesus? He's not paying it at the cross. And life begins.
Amen.
John 19:34, the Bible says the soldier pierced him in the side, came forth blood and water.
Amen.
And that's the original type. If you look at it and you go back to Acts chapter 2, that's talking about baptism. Jesus said
Amen.
In John 3 and verse 1 through 5, there was a man of the Pharisee came to him, named Nicodemus, and said,
yeah.
And we know that thou art a teacher that come from God. No man can do these miracles except God be with him. Jesus said, a man must be born again, or he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And then,
Amen.
How can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Jesus wasn't talking about his mother. Jesus was talking about his
Amen.
Spirit. He got to be born of the water and of the spirit.
Amen.
And people don't even want to do that. Everybody wants to play religious.
Amen.
It's not what it's all about. It's all about obeying the gospel and coming to Jesus Christ by surrendering to him and loving him and loving your brothers and sisters in Christ and even those
Amen.
On the outside. Of Christ, because if you love souls, you're going to tell them about Jesus to get their soul
Amen.
Right. We ain't down here to build houses and homes and church buildings and all of that. We down
Amen.
Here to praise our God and obey his will. God has told us he is a spirit and God must be worshipped as a spirit.
Amen.
God is not a man. Numbers 23 and verse 19. God is a spirit. And you know what? It's a sad thing. You die and go to hell, and you knew the truth but didn't do the truth. And we got a lot of people.
Amen.
We're about to butt faces, Brother Parker. They don't want
yeah.
it. We just go preach it anyway. You told them and told them and told them. I'm going to encourage you, brethren, don't quit preaching the gospel.
Amen.
I don't care if there ain't but one soul that repents, as they say it in the book of Luke, and 99 and only one repented. Let me tell you something. If you repent and do God's will, you got more blessings coming than you ever had in your life.
Amen.
I knew from experience, Brother Parker, when I lived in my fellow, I was study praying to my God, even though I was sick, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed right there in the hospital bed. And I was praying
right.
for my strong brothers that's in the churches of Christ. And I said, God, just give us a chance to get it right before it's too late. Help
Amen.
Us. We need help, Brother Parker. We need it down here. We
yes.
need it. We can't even live in the hospitals now. The big shooting today at the hospital.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. When we go to shooting people, go to pulling guns and knives in the hospital while they're trying to kill the sick man, you know, we're pitiful. We're sorry.
Amen.
We're in a bad shape. Now, and it's an airplane dropping out of the sky. People
Amen.
Trying to go there. But when it comes down to serve God, we don't want to do that. Well, I ain't got
money.
I ain't got this, and I ain't got that. What's going to happen when you face Jesus at the judgment?
Amen.
About that. They're thinking about everything but Jesus. We mentioned Jesus and we done became religious. We mentioned the Bible and we fanatics.
Right.
We mentioned let's go to worship service on Sunday and let's praise our God and give thanks to Him, and everybody's sick. Everybody's
Amen.
Tired. Everybody's weak. Everybody's just might as well say ready to go ahead on and die and go to hell. And then we got all of this homosexual mess going on.
Yes.
I don't care if you see me or do it or not. I'm going to do what I want to do. Oh, Brother Parker, please.
Amen.
We got to stay on our knees. We got to
Amen.
Stay with the God that we ever stayed. Sometimes you feel like you're walking alone because you see the society is dying in sin. But don't give up, brother. Jesus is
yes.
walking with you. He's walking with you daily if your heart is focused on Him. Yeah, we're going to have our trials and our tribulations, but God,
right.
I'm with you. I'll protect you. I'll take care of you. And He's doing it, Brother Parker, if we look real close.
Amen.
Deep. So you can't just look halfway. You got to look all the way. Lord, we need help.
Amen.
Oh, nobody wants to help nobody. You can't talk to your brothers now.
Amen.
They'll stab you in the back, as they say. They
yes.
don't want to talk to you no more. They don't want to reason with you no more.
Amen.
It's so sad, Brother Parker.
It is.
You reading in Genesis chapter 2 there, beginning at
right.
verse 20, about the homosexuals. But you go
right.
back a little further, go a little farther in Leviticus, the 18th chapter, they didn't change the product. The sin study kept coming. Now we way over in the 21st century, and the product still ain't changing. The product is getting worse.
Amen.
Looking at the flesh. When you look at the flesh and try to be a friend of the world and try to be a Christian at the same time, it won't work. Satan
no.
and God cannot live in the same house.
Amen.
He won't accept that. God letting us know you got to worship me. That's the only way we can go to heaven.
Amen.
And I say this strongly. We must put God first. In Matthew 6:33, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness shall be added unto thee. We got to do exactly what God says.
Amen.
Brother, don't let your guard down. You that are
yes.
strong, stay strong. Because the devil is not quitting. He's coming at
Amen.
Heaven. He's coming in all kinds of ways.
Yes, yes.
You know, he don't want you to get married. He wants you to commit
Amen.
Adultery. He wants you to commit
yes.
fornication. He wants you to stay drunk, all tore up.
Yes.
Taking drugs. And it's
yes.
so. And then
Amen.
When it slips in that, they call it the back door of the church. Oh, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
It's a sad day coming. Church of Christ
Amen.
Is alone. Denominations
Amen.
Are wrong, and they're dying. And here we come along, and we just as wrong as they is because we died in sin.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Donald Trump and none of these presidents cannot solve the world problem. I don't give
Amen.
A care how much money they got, how much prestige they got. If they ain't got Jesus Christ, they can't run this country alone.
Amen.
You know, My vision, Brother Parker, is to see us take the nation back, not Donald Trump.
Yes.
We can take it. We got to do some serious praying. We got
Amen.
To do some serious living for God. We just got to
yes.
go to the book and do exactly. Be like in the days of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, verse 1 and following. When Nehemiah then said, let's go back to the book.
Amen.
Moses, they read distinctively out of the law of Moses. And they did it. And God blessed them. God blessed them all the way. What is
Amen.
God's word will not fail. God said in Matthew 24 and 35, heaven and earth shall pass away.
Amen.
The Lord shall stand. It's standing today. Through all
yes.
the chaos we have in the world. The Bible is still here. The book of instruction is here for us to be guided by. Oh, God,
Amen.
And make you see the real light. Brother Parker, I've seen so much light in my life, and I thank God for it. Because I can be a better student. I can learn to love more people. And I can be concerned about you. And I'm
Amen.
Talking to you, brethren. I'm not for no play games. I love my brothers in the Lord's church. I love those who are on the outside. All I want to do is
Amen.
Tell them about Jesus. I want to tell them about Jesus is the way to heaven. There's no other way to go.
Amen.
You go around the world in an airplane, when it's all said, landed, joke about on the ground, you're right back to where you were.
Yes, Lord.
Life is just too plain. Isaiah 35 and verse number 8. So plain that a fool can't even err, Brother Parker.
Amen, yes.
An error from God. God sees everything. God sees the future. Just keep holding on to God's hand.
Yes, sir.
Hollering God. Oh yeah, we got to go through some hardships.
Amen.
Just keep on praying. Stay down on them knees. Keep on praying.
Amen.
And talk to your God. Say, God, I know you the one. And just
yes.
He's finna open the door. Brother Parker, I know God can open the door.
Amen.
You know how I know, Brother Parker? When I was
yes.
laying in that hospital bed, and I knew you brothers were praying for me.
Yes, Lord.
I was praying in the hospital, and I had fluid all over my body, and I was weighing too
yes.
much.
Yes.
And the good Lord pulled that fluid out within a couple of days. I was sitting up eating. I said, I know you, God. I know you see the picture. I'll serve
Amen.
You. I made a strong vow to that. I will preach the gospel, not a gospel, but the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look, I will stay with the book. I don't care if nobody else wants to stay. My goal is to go to heaven. I know we
Amen.
Ain't been a long time. I don't care if it's 60 years or 100 years. You got to meet Jesus one of these days.
Amen.
We got to face it. Why put it off any longer, Radio Land? You got to meet the real God. The
Amen.
Real Jesus sitting in heaven on high, looking low. The day is coming. And you know, Brother Parker, we see all this sin. But don't
yes.
get discouraged. Don't give up, brethren. You're going to see more than that before it's over. But you
Amen.
Can see tell your son to keep preaching in that pulpit. Preach
yes, sir.
Preach hard. Preach tight. Brother Brown.
Yes.
And faithful. Don't quit serving God.
Amen.
God, not, brethren. He's all we got. If
Amen.
If we get him, brethren, we are lost for eternity.
Amen.
The gospel and then give up on your God. Oh, Lord, how
yes.
much we got
Amen.
God's favor. We got God's blessing. God going to open some doors, Brother Parker. This radio is going all over the world. I done told some more. I told some more of my brethren, and I'm planning on telling some more. I'm talking about my Caucasian brethren and our black brethren. We gonna get this radio broadcast all over the world. Just work with me, Brother Parker. I'm sincere about it. And I, when I ask God, he ain't turning me down. I pray God do it. Now I'm ready to go all the way.
Amen.
Anybody on the radio? Anybody on the radio?
No. Brethren? Brethren?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Brethren, number one.
No, sir. We got people listening. Anybody got a question? You press number one on your phone. We open your mic. You got a question at this time. Press number one.
Or a statement. If you got a statement or a question.
Oh, sir. Go ahead. Nobody got a question.
Yes.
All right. Let me feel your heart with something that really is very important. When you pick up the word of God, let God talk to you. You don't talk to him back.
Amen.
Talk to you first from his word. When you get through praying and down on your knees and you know you're down there, God sees everything. Then
amen.
The Bible do the talking. I guarantee things will work out for you.
Amen.
My life, when I was laying there, Brother Parker, I had my Bible in my hand every day. People and doctors was noticing what I was doing. And I said, look here, doctor, you only can provide the medicine, the physical stuff, but my God can provide the spiritual stuff. I said, Mark chapter 2, beginning at verse 1 through 15. And I read that passage.
Amen.
And I saw two sides of that passage. I saw the divine side, and I saw the spiritual side. I said, see, God can heal my soul. Man,
yes.
Enough medicine to get the infection out, or whatever it is. But sin is an infection.
Amen.
It will heal you. It will destroy you. But Jesus brought a medicine that will cure you.
Man,
he can cure you the same day. See, the doctor got to wait 3 or 4 days and see will that medicine take effect. But my God was ready. I took the doctor's medicine and then I took Jesus' medicine and I mixed them up. And look why I'm at the day, Brother. I'm back on the radio land, huh?
Amen.
You see,
amen.
God had blessings for me and you and Brother Brown and Brother William.
Amen.
And all that are preaching the gospel, Ephesians and verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, we got all blessings. We got Brother Parker, Brother Brown, listen to me. We are rich.
Amen.
We are rich, brethren.
Amen.
They're going to burn up, 2 Peter 3 and verse 10. But the spiritual blessing, my God said, he's storing them up in heaven. The devil and all his angels can't get up there and take nothing.
Amen.
Honey, come up the door. Okay. The people cannot destroy what we already planned.
Amen.
On the throne. Don't ever forget that.
Yes, sir.
Who is your God? His show ain't Donald Trump.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you, brethren, you hold on. When I was in that hospital, I learned some things that I learned about myself, Brother Parker.
Yes.
I prayed up. I know Jesus can do what he said. My faith
Amen.
Is strong enough to preach the gospel all over the world. I know what I can do now. God said, I got something to do, son. That's to preach my word. Amen.
Amen.
Got something for you to do. I got you down there because you're in a wheelchair and you can't walk. That's not the issue. The issue is I got to serve God. I got to stay with God. That's what I'm talking about. See, we got a lot of folks preaching the word. I had a chance to talk to a denominational preacher when I landed in the hospital. I said, look here, sir. He was talking to all, you know, all nice people. I said, look here. If you're not preaching the gospel of Christ, you is lost.
Amen.
He just looked at me. I said, I was once one of those old bad boys at one time. I said, I don't care how bad you were. If you haven't obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you can't be saved. I got the scripture.
Yeah.
And he had a tablet thing. I thought it was his Bible, but he didn't bring that. I said, look here. We can find out the truth right here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, sir, well, I'm coming to Warden. He said, can I get your number and everything? And we said, I'll talk about that. I said, hey, sir, we can talk about it now.
Amen.
I'm a man to talk about it now. And we started talking a little bit about it, so he gave me his preacher card and his little tablet thing. I knew all the scriptures he had took. They were good scriptures, but there was all
kind
of content because there was no salvation there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, brethren. Get ready, because we're going to face something we don't want to see. We got to preach it, Brother William. There's no other way. Because this world is on its way to hell. I'm telling you, just like it is.
Yes.
Brother William, it's going to hell and we don't preach it like it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's dead up in here. We're living amongst the dead.
Amen.
They're dead and they think we're not praying. If you don't do God's will, you are already in hell. There's just the bottom.
Amen.
Bottom.
Amen.
Because the bottom. In the same thing.
Yep.
Man trying to get around God. You going to get around the Creator. When the Creator created you.
Amen.
Yeah.
And all God ever asked us to do is to praise me and worship me.
Yes.
And I'll save you in the end.
Amen.
See, my house, Brother William.
Yeah.
I'm working on your home.
Yes.
I'm building you a house that you ain't never had. The Bible is right, brethren.
Yes.
Amen.
The Bible is right. God's word right. And it's not going to change.
Amen.
Amen.
Since we try to add to God's word, he said, if you add to my word, I'll add unto you the plagues of life. Revelation 22 and verse 18 and 19. If you take away, I will take your part out of the Lamb book of life. Lord, you know what he's talking about? He's talking about taking your name out. He's going to divorce you.
Yeah.
He's going to get rid of you. You going to hell. That's what he's talking about.
Amen.
If you add to his word or take away from his word, we got to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And what the world say. I was riding in my wheelchair today, Brother William, and I was looking at the world. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. Look at the folks are dying.
Yeah.
They're just dying.
Man.
You can't go to the hospital and lay down now and pull his guns in the hospital.
Yeah.
You go there and go to shooting up people, you got a problem.
Yeah.
The dead is dead, already dead, and then you go shoot the dead up.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Mm. Amen.
I want to encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with the book. I don't
just
get a family member. If they don't want to hear the truth, say, well, go ahead on.
Yeah.
Then let them go on to hear. They say them, but they don't believe what God said.
Nope.
God's word
Amen.
Will fail against sin. And God said, I can't tolerate it. I'm not going to put up with it.
Amen.
And God said it. What is wrong with us, brethren?
Mm.
And we need to preach it. When we get up in the pulpit, brethren, I'm saying it again, preach the Bible.
Open
by how their feelings are.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about nobody's feeling tonight. Whoever's on the radio, man, you better wake up. Because you're on your way to hell. It's as simple as that.
Amen.
The Bible teaches us the truth.
Amen.
God is not no respecter person, Brother William.
Yes.
Acts 10 and 34.
Yes.
He said, righteousness.
Yes.
And fear God. That's the one going to be saved.
That's the one.
And if you don't do God's will, Brother Parker, we all.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't do God's will on the first principle basis, you got to keep on doing God's will.
Continue in faith.
That's it.
Amen.
When I landed out to the Brother William, I was continuing faith. And I was praying on my bedside.
Mm.
And he looked at me And one night there were two young men that was talking about God, and they were talking loud enough I could hear them. And here was the question: the young man said, "Will God forgive any kind of sin?" I said, "Brother, God will forgive sin if you obey His will."
Amen.
Yes.
I said, "To be baptized into Christ." I said, you got to do what God say, not what the preacher say. I say God, capital G O D, the one that's in heaven, ruling and reigning now. And they said, man, one of them looked at me. He said, man, but you're just sick. Man, I ain't gonna do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I lay down.
Amen.
To get well, huh?
That's it.
See, I talk about the shame of my God, Brother William. I tell you, if I'm laying down, like I say,
amen,
if I had to lay down at night, and you come to me, I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. You can take it or leave it. Huh?
Yeah.
The Bible's still the same.
Amen.
God didn't say I had to be in the pulpit. I lay down flat on my back. I was laying down flat on my back for 4 days, Brother William.
Yes.
And I was preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Okay, I wasn't
taking
it. See, I know my God is right.
Yeah.
Because I told him, I said, you got a bathtub here. He said, yeah, I baptized you laying flat on my back. I know how to get somebody here.
Yes.
And we'll take care of the business.
Yes.
Amen.
You see, we got folks scared to talk to Jesus now, and all they want to talk about is the worldly stuff. I said, look, I ain't into the worldly business. I'm into the soul-saving business.
Yeah.
That's what we into. We got to quit this old foolishness and get serious with God. You want America to turn around and preach the gospel and stay on them bending knees.
Yeah.
Stay on them knees.
Amen.
Don't think God don't hear us. You doubt your own prayer. And you talking to your Father in heaven?
Yes.
Huh? Look at me.
Amen.
As God ever said, as you said, Brother William, I land in the hospital. I'm a living testimony. I don't mind sharing it.
Yes, sir.
Because I know what He did for me.
Testify.
Huh? I could have died that night, but God saw fit for me to live a little longer.
Amen.
It wasn't man.
Yeah.
Doctor, your medicine is good for the body, but I said, what about the soul? Huh?
Mm.
The man,
yeah.
Did you know what, sir? You sure was right.
Yeah.
He said, sir, you laying here preaching the word. He said, I've never seen that. I said, oh, God got something for you if you don't obey His will. That mother ain't going to come up with you.
No.
You're going to die and leave here. I said, you never seen a hearse pull a bolt behind the casket.
No.
When it takes you, that's it. He takes you to the grave. It's all over with, Brother William.
Amen.
And then you go before
your
God. And you go to hell or heaven. What? If you ain't in Christ, you going to hell. That's all it is to it.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you're in Christ, you better stay in Christ. Let me say this. Drop this one on the brethren. Don't worry about who's talking about you, who don't love you.
Yeah.
John, 1 John chapter 2.
Amen.
The Bible tells us about our brethren loving us. If He don't love you, you just keep holding on to God and changing hands.
That's right.
Because that's who's going to save you in the end. Your brother can't save you and my brother's in Christ and outside
Amen.
Of Christ. Only one can save me is the Master,
Jesus
Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the only one, Brother Parker. Oh, keep on going.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to straight your family out. I'm talking about your immediate family.
Sometimes
your wife, your children. So I'm going to God. And if they don't want to hear it, just keep on pushing, because God got something for you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God got something
Amen.
For you. All we got to do is be patient with God.
Amen.
Oh, Brother William, we're going to take water now. I believe that, brother. If I can do it at the hospital, out of a back, I know what God will do for me now. I know.
We take
them all down. Put on your armor.
Amen.
Put on your
Amen.
Armor.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10
through
18. Put it on, brother. We got to stick together. We got to fight to the end.
Amen.
There's no doubt about it. Satan is at war with us. He's at war with the world. The world wrapped up, Brother Parker.
That's it.
He's got every day. They're killing one another.
Yeah.
They're shooting one another. They're breaking in houses. They're breaking in hospitals.
Yeah.
Pulling guns and knives. We got homosexuals all in living. Doing all that thing. But oh my God, can you straighten it up? You got to get these devils out. And then the church will pick up. I know it will, because I've been praying about it. I said, God, let your family come back to you. all have fallen away.
Yeah.
Come back. And if they don't, we're going to keep on preaching until we get it straightened out here.
Yeah.
A fellow's heart can't be straightened out, and it can't be brought back to God. That's
Amen.
My theology. Brother William, my brother Park, I'm going to turn it over. I know you got a few words, Brother William.
Yes, yes. The wise man, King Solomon.
Yes, sir.
He was the son of God. He started out, and the first thing he said, God, give me the wisdom.
Yes, sir.
To know how to go in. And
Amen.
But Solomon displeased God.
Yes, sir.
Solomon, with all of his wisdom,
Amen.
His wisdom to please God. Solomon served the flesh. He did everything that his eyes wanted, everything his lust of his flesh. Solomon said, I tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
I tried women. I tried wine. I tried riches. I tried glory and praise. He even tried other gods.
Amen.
He built temples for the women of all those different women that he had in his life. He built temples to their gods. And you know what? Solomon worshiped in those temples.
Amen.
When he died, God was angry with him because he didn't serve God.
Amen.
In sincerity and truth. What Joshua told the people when they went into the promised land in Joshua 24:15. In 14 he said, if you will serve God in sincerity and truth.
Yes, sir.
That's what you got to do.
Amen.
Right now, he said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
But you know, in all of his wisdom, he died, and God was displeased with him. But Solomon said these words, and if we would just learn, take the wisdom and learn. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 13, he said, everything I tried was no good. But let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Uh-huh.
Fear God
uh-huh.
and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man.
Amen.
People wonder, I wonder why God let me live so long. I wonder why God blessed me to come through my hard trial. I wonder what God wants me to do with my life. I'm looking for my purpose in God. What is God's plan for me? Here's the plan. Fear God.
That's it.
And keep his commandments.
Amen.
This is the responsibility. This is the hope. This is the only salvation of man.
Amen.
God,
Amen.
Son, the living word. His son gave us the New Testament word, and we have to live by it. We have to walk in it in order to be pleasing to God.
Amen.
You've got to have faith, and you must walk or live by faith.
Amen.
A lot of folks have a faith, but they don't have the faith of the gospel.
Amen.
They don't have the faith
Amen.
Of the word or the doctrine of Christ.
Mm.
They don't have the faith of the gospel.
Amen.
They got a faith in false religion, false doctrine, false teachers, false gospel.
Yes.
Warns about all of that.
Yes,
and he says you got to be wise. You got to be sober. You got to look out. You got to know the word. See, we got to study the word.
Amen.
We got to read. We got to understand the truth. We got to know the truth before we can be able to recognize when the false teacher is telling lies.
Amen.
We got to understand the truth. Brother Johnson and I, we talk about it all the time. We got to study the Bible for truth.
Amen.
The
That's
truth
right.
Amen.
Lie
Amen.
On itself.
That's right.
You cannot go to one part of the New Testament covenant and find truth, and then go to another part and find some more truth, and then they do not agree. That's not
Amen.
True. That's a lie.
Amen.
Yeah.
We got false teachers, Brother Parker. They got some smooth words. They got some fast speech. And they know how to take that Bible and twist it up and lie on the truth.
Amen.
And if you don't know the truth, you will fall for that deceiving lie.
Amen.
Doing that, they are following the deceivable doctrine of the devil. They are following the influence and the inspiration of their father, the devil. They are children of the devil. He is the father of the lie. They are telling lies in hypocrisy. You got brothers in Christ, quote unquote. They're not really in Christ's church. They got their own church. They're a pastor of their own church.
Amen.
They're the only church. And they're a pastor of their own church. They call it Christ's church, but they're lying on the truth.
Amen.
Christ
Amen.
Is the pastor of his church.
Amen.
He's the only
Amen.
Pastor of the church.
That's it.
He is the chief shepherd, Peter says, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 2. When the chief shepherd shall appear. Shepherd. He is the pastor of the New Testament church, the spiritual body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of saved souls, believers, the kingdom of Christ. He is the king of the kingdom. He is the Lord of the kingdom. He is the ruler of the kingdom. He is the of the church.
Amen.
He is the savior of the body.
That's
he is everything. There is one Lord. There is one God. There is one Savior. There is one Father who is above all, through all, and in you all.
Amen.
He is the one.
That's it.
He is the incarnate God.
Amen.
God manifest in the flesh. That's who he is.
That's it.
He is God. He was the incarnate God. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. He is now in heaven where he reigns on his spiritual throne.
Amen.
He reigns in the heart and the minds of saved souls through faith.
All right.
Yes.
He reigns in our heart. There are those who claim that his kingdom is not on earth. But as sure as my soul is saved and I dwell on the earth, the Lord reigns in my life.
Amen.
He reigns in the life of all who are faithful and obedient to his gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
We are that kingdom of God on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is
Amen.
Coming back. He's coming back to deliver up that kingdom on high. He's going to deliver it up.
Amen.
He's going to take it to heaven.
Amen.
Coming back for a bride, for a wife who is without or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing. He's coming back for a wife who is holy, who is spiritually clean and pure and righteous.
Yes.
She has her wedding garment on.
Amen.
She is dressed in her garment in the blood of the Lamb.
Right.
They are made white in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Christ is the only blood that can make anything white.
That's it. Amen.
Amen.
It makes our soul white with salvation. It clothes our soul with righteousness. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for his wife to take her home.
Amen. Amen.
And he's going to judge this evil world by the same word that men are rejecting today. Jesus said,
Amen.
If you reject me and receive not my word, you're going to be judged. You're going to be punished.
That's
the
it.
Same
Amen.
Word that I have spoken, the same will judge you in the last day.
That's
Jesus
it.
Is the living word. The Bible
Amen.
Is the written word. The preacher preaches the spoken word.
Amen.
And we must obey the word.
That's it.
Amen.
no salvation.
No salvation.
If you don't obey God, you don't have, you have lost or you have never found your purpose in life.
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to know your purpose in life, go to the gospel. You must hear the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
You must believe in Christ.
Amen.
You must believe in him as God, your Savior.
Amen.
You must believe that he is the power of God to save you. His gospel.
Amen.
Preach. You got to believe that gospel. You got to believe in the gospel. That's why you must believe it and obey it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You believe in, you're going to follow after.
That's it.
When people say, I believe in God, but they don't follow after God, they lying to God, to you, and themselves.
That's it.
They lying. And Satan will tell you, Satan will say, all you got to do is just believe that God is. That's all you got to do. That's all Satan do.
That's right.
He doesn't obey God. The devils believe and tremble, but they don't obey God. He'll tell them.
Amen.
And God's going to cast them, Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. He's going to cast Satan, that old serpent, that deceiver. He's going to cast him into hell and shut him up.
That's it.
Amen.
He did it one time when he brought salvation into the world. He,
Amen.
Chapter 3, verse 19 through 21. He went into prison and he released those who were all their lifetime subject to the bondage of sin. Those who were faithful to God, Jesus' blood forgave them and they are free from their sins.
Amen.
He did that. He
Amen.
Had to bind the strong man.
That's it.
He had to bind the strong man. Satan is a strong man. He's a God. But he is no God next to God.
Amen.
There is no equal to God the Savior. He is not the Savior, nor can he be. He cannot be saved. He is rotten. He is ruined. He is reserved to eternal judgment in hell.
That's it. Amen.
Yeah.
But the angel, Jesus Christ, he went down. He went to that bottomless pit. He grabbed that old devil and he cast him in.
Amen.
He bound him 1,000 years.
Oh.
He shut him up. And then after he established his church, he let him loose. After he conquered death, hell, and the grave, he gave him some rain. But God says in Revelation 20, I'm going to shut him up again. And this is for all.
Amen.
He says they shall be there forever. They shall be there forever in that
court.
The devil, the false prophet, the beast, the liar, and all, and the abominable, all the lie. So you got a lot of folk been lied to in religion, and they love that lie. But they're going to be shut up in hell. Because he said, verse 20, whosoever, is in verse 15, whosoever is not written in the Lamb's book of life will be cast
at
brimstone. And this is the second death. The second death is eternal damnation. It's eternal death. Listen, it's not like going to jail. I told somebody the other day, going to hell is not going to jail.
Amen.
You go to jail, you can get out. You can get out on parole. You can get out on probation. You can get out on bond. You can get out after you serve your time. You can get off your paper. But if you go to hell, you'll never get out.
That's it.
There is no out to hell. There's only in.
That's
and once you in, you are locked in. You are shut in. The power of God is such that he can shut the door and no one can open that door.
Amen. Amen.
The door of hell is wide open right now, brother.
It is.
The door of hell is wide open. And the door of the kingdom of eternal life is wide open. You got to make your choice.
Amen.
Today, you got to make your choice. Are you going to choose Jesus or the devil? Are you going to choose
Amen.
Or the lie? Are you going to choose the gospel of Christ or the doctrines of men?
Amen.
Not you. We got brothers that's supposed to be calling themselves in the Church of Christ, and they are choosing the doctrine of men. The doctrine
yes.
of men. They are choosing to lie on the truth.
Amen.
You got some say they
yes.
are pastors and they're not qualified. They have a wife with no children from that wife. They have a
Amen.
Second wife and the first wife lives. They have no consciousness of the truth. They're believing that they can qualify simply by being a preacher.
Mm.
Paul
yes.
was a preacher, but he was never a pastor.
That's it. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He was a preacher, and he was never a pastor. Huh?
Amen.
John and James, the sons of Zebedee, were preachers and apostles, but they never
Amen.
Were called pastors. Why is it that we got to call a man pastor? We got men called pastors, and they're not qualified. They're not even married. Then we got
Amen.
Women calling pastors,
Amen.
And they're not even married.
Amen.
God, God, have mercy. It's a shame, and it's a sham. But you see, we got to realize where our calling is.
Yes, sir.
You got to obey the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to keep his commandments. Jesus commands everyone to repent and be baptized in order to be saved. That commandment was issued and is recorded
Amen.
In Matthew 28:19-20. Mark 16:15-16. Luke 24:48-49. See, Jesus has already given the commandment. And unless you will repent of your sin and be baptized into Christ, you cannot be saved.
Amen.
But you got
Amen.
Teaching thousands and multitudes that they can be saved and don't even need baptism. They don't preach baptism.
Amen.
People ask, they say, you don't have to be baptized to be saved.
Lord,
they got them in the baptism.
Amen.
In the
Amen.
And they got them in the Catholic church. They got them in all these churches. What are they baptizing for? They baptized for church membership.
That's
Whose
it.
Church? Theirs.
Amen.
The Bible never taught you that you are baptized for the purpose of church membership.
Amen.
Church membership
Amen.
Is an automatic right when one is baptized for the removal of their sin. You can't be a member of Christ's church with your sin.
Amen.
Amen. You have to get out of your sin. You have to be washed and cleansed from your sin to even be a member of Christ's church. Then how is it
Amen.
That I can be saved without water baptism
Amen.
According to the gospel?
Well.
Baptism washes away your sin. Acts 22:16. The preacher Ananias, he didn't tell Paul he was already saved. And he
Amen.
Could go to his choice, or he could go find a Bible-believing church. That's not the message that Ananias gave to Saul. Ananias said, Saul, Saul, why do you wait? Arise and be baptized
All right.
and call
Amen.
On the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Why
Amen.
Did you need Saul to be baptized if it's not necessary?
Amen.
You see, we got to obey the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Gentlemen, fellow Christian brothers and sisters, those of you who are not believers and faithful and obedient to the gospel of Christ, if you're in this listening audience, you need to know your purpose for life is to obey God, is to serve God, is to love God, and to keep his commandments.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
John tells the church in 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments.
Amen.
And his
Amen.
Commandments are not grievous. Jesus said in John chapter 15, John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
Amen.
You want to demonstrate your love to God? You want to show God that you love him? You want God to prove you? Just obey his commandments.
Amen.
We got to believe the gospel, repent of our sins, confess faith in Christ, be willing to be baptized in water baptism for the remission of sins. Jesus said you have to be born again spiritually.
Amen.
Not fleshly.
Amen.
Said that is born of flesh is flesh. You are already born of the flesh. That's why you are physically alive. He says that when you're born of the spirit is spirit. Your spirit man, your soul, has to be born of the spirit. It has to be brought forth and given life through the spirit.
Amen.
The word of God. The word of God is spirit.
Amen.
And life. It is truth. It is salvation. It's the light of men.
Amen.
Of the spirit. Jesus said, except you be born of water and the spirit, you cannot enter the spiritual kingdom of God.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Okay. If you're not a member of the spiritual church of Christ, if you're not a servant in the spiritual kingdom of Christ, you are not saved, nor can you be saved.
Amen, amen.
Baptism is the only way to get in to the church that Christ is
saying. Amen.
You can get in any man's church you want to. You can get in the Baptist, you can get in the Catholic, you can get in the Methodist, you can get in the Jehovah's Witness, you can get in the Lutheran, you can get in the Presbyterian, you can get in the Pentecostal, you can get in any man's church you want to by joining.
Amen.
But you can never get into the church of Christ except you are born into the spiritual church of Christ by the gospel of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one spiritual body.
That's it.
And
Amen.
We have all been made to drink from the one spirit. See, when you obey the truth, you are all believing and receiving the truth through the one spirit. That is the
Amen.
Holy Spirit.
That's it.
Now you are the body of Christ and members individually.
Mm.
That's 1 Corinthians
Amen.
And verse number 27. That's the only way you can be saved. That's the only way you can be a part of the church is you must be born into the spiritual family of God. Church membership
Amen.
Is a benefit. It's not something you have to apply for. It's not something that you have to ask for. It is a benefit. When a baby is born into the world in the flesh, it is automatically a member of its family. It's automatically
yes.
wears its father's name. It's automatically the child of its mother. It don't have to join its family.
Amen.
There is no such
Amen.
Thing. God designed the family after the design of the spiritual family, the church.
That's it.
Amen.
Like a man is married to his wife,
mm-hmm.
and he is the head of his wife, even so Christ is the head of the church, and
Amen.
Of the church. God's word is not going to change.
Amen. Amen.
The only
Amen.
Thing, the only thing that must change is man.
That's it.
He must
yeah.
change his ways. He must change his thinking. He must change his life. He
yes.
must change and respect and honor God and change from his own deception and following after his own evil ways.
Mm.
Man got to do the changing. God cannot change.
Amen.
Amen.
That's one thing about God that's constant. He is faithful. He can't change. He is true. He is absolute truth. But God is willing to save any man who is willing to change, except his will. That's what your purpose in life is, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the purpose of each, every one of us. It is to obey God, to love God, to follow God, to keep
Amen.
That's our duty.
That's it.
We got to respect him. People, if you don't respect God, if you don't have reverential fear toward God,
Amen.
Never become his child, because you're never going to obey him.
That's it.
Yes.
We have brethren, we have folks claim to be in Christ, and they just as reprobate, hard-headed,
yes.
disobedient, and disrespectful of God.
Amen.
You got one. You got some of them talking about my church. This is my church.
Amen.
I'm the head of this church. What
yes.
I say is my way or the highway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Claim to be teachers and men of God and preachers in the church of Christ.
Amen.
They are misusing.
Yes, sir.
They are wresting scripture. They are lying
Amen.
On themselves, and they are self-deceived.
Amen.
You got
yeah.
me in something. I'm the pastor. I'm a pastor.
Yeah.
And I'm the pastor. And I have authority from God because I'm feeding the flock.
Yeah.
Every preacher feeds the flock. But every preacher does not qualify to be a pastor.
Amen.
What flock are you feeding? It must be your
Amen.
Flock. God don't have no false teachers feeding his flock.
Amen.
The first time they
Amen.
Go talk, they have departed.
Amen.
Brother Johnson, they have departed, from
it.
The faith. If you depart
Amen.
From the faith, you left the church.
Amen.
You ain't got, you might have a church, but it ain't God's church because you're not even in God's
Amen.
Church.
You're not in Christ's church. You're not even in the kingdom. You have stepped out. You are spiritually in darkness.
Amen.
And you are walking
Amen.
In darkness. You are, your heart darkened. Your foolish mind is darkened by your foolish ways.
Amen.
That's what Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, told the church in Romans chapter 1. It's a lot of men still call themselves trying to serve God, Brother Johnson, with a foolish and a darkened heart.
Mm-hmm.
A heart of sin. A heart of disobedience.
That's it.
Yes.
Look here, you got some of them, they hating. And they want to serve God. Talking about, I'm preaching the gospel. But you're hating your brother.
That's it.
You're not,
Amen.
You're not even in the church.
But you can't preach.
You're walking in darkness. You can't preach to God. How are you going to preach it? Ain't that crazy?
Well,
I haven't seen a denominational preacher yet that will preach a doctrine that condemns him.
It won't work.
It won't work.
Amen.
How are you going to preach something, Brother Parker, and it's condemning you?
Yes.
You. What you need to do is go and get your house in order.
That's it.
Amen.
You can preach truth.
That's right.
But you can't preach truth and you live in a lie.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
See, that's one assurance we have from God. God is not mocked.
That's it.
Hmm?
That's it.
God
Amen.
Is not mocked. Whatever a man sow, he gonna reap. You can't
Amen.
God. You can't trick God. You can't hoodwink God. God is not a man.
Mm. Amen. Mm.
He's not a man. He don't sin, and he don't change.
Amen. Amen.
God ain't nobody you play with.
Amen.
God is severe. Behold, the goodness and the severity of the Lord. God
Amen.
Is consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 28 and 29. You don't play with God.
Amen.
My mom, you know what I mean? You don't play with God, son. God will kill you. I believe it. I can read in the Bible, in the Word of God. The truth shows me that if I reject the wrath of God, it will consume me.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be hell.
Yes.
Brethren, we got to serve God.
Amen.
We got to preach
God.
And I'm going to tell you something else. We got to note those who walk contrary to the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We must not listen to them, but we have to refuse them.
That's it.
They try to flatter
you.
Yes. And fast speeches. Do not be a partaker in their sin. But the Bible says, avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do not believe them. That's what Jesus say.
Yes.
Huh? You got some false
Christ.
You got some you got fellas walking around on earth. I know two in particular. Walking around on earth talking about Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Ain't that saying?
They false Christ. Matthew chapter 23, chapter 20, 24, verse 3 and 4. Jesus said that there are going to be some that's going to come to you and say, I am the Christ.
No, ain't that saying?
He said they're lying.
Yes.
In verse 24, 23, he said they do not believe them.
Amen.
That's what Jesus, God, that's what God said.
Yes.
But you know what? You think, oh, that happened in the first century, Brother Parker. That happened when they had the false apostles and all that. They got false apostles today, Brother Parker.
Yes.
They got ministers today, Brother Parker. They got false Christ today, Brother Parker. We got to stay on our P&Q, our knowledge and faith of God's word. We got to keep standing against it.
Amen.
And don't believe it.
Amen.
We got to warn the people.
Hmm? Amen.
Don't let the church get caught up in that foolishness.
Blow that trumpet.
That's what we got to do,
Amen.
Brother Johnson,
Amen.
Brother Brown, all
Amen.
Of our ministers in radio land. We must preach the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
And we must stand up against sin in every form.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? We got to stand up against homosexuality,
Amen.
Idolatry, adultery. Fornication of all types, bestiality.
Amen.
Huh? We got to stand up against these things. We live in a society
Amen.
That endorses it, that embraces it, and they condemn you, Brother Parker, because you don't agree
Amen.
With it. But the world does not agree with it. God says it, nation. God hates it. He hates every
Amen.
False way. We must hate every false way because we are the children of our Father.
Yes.
We got to speak out against it. We got to tell the church and everybody else who want to listen. We got to
Amen.
Let them know God doesn't endorse all that foolishness. We got common law marriage. You know, ever since the dawn of time, we done had the male animal and the female animal get together and produce offspring. And they do it by nature, Brother Parker. They don't have to have no intellect to do that. This is by nature.
Amen.
God created man with intellect.
Yes,
man is follow a moral rule, a moral authority. God.
Amen.
God said it was all right for two, a man and a woman, to get together and start having babies and say we married.
Well,
God's will. But man has made a law saying it's all right. We recognize it. God recognizes sin as fornication. That's what God recognizes as fornication. And you can't divorce your wife for any cause, Brother Papa.
Amen.
You can't divorce your wife for anything.
Amen.
And then you're going to go marry somebody else.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
You're not serving God.
No.
Amen.
You cannot fail to raise your children in the spiritual and the moral precepts of God and be saved.
Amen.
God commands fathers and parents to teach their children and to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. If you
Amen.
Do so, you have failed to do what God said. You will have a problem
Amen.
In the judgment.
That's it.
Amen.
Don't take God seriously, Brother Parker.
Yes.
That they can just fool around and mess around and play around and then at the last minute say, God, please forgive me and go to hell. But it's
no.
not. That's not going to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
We better recognize this is
yeah.
what we this what we this way we teach our congregation down here. We
yes,
don't,
sir.
We're not playing about this truth, and we want them to understand none of us can take God for granted.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We gotta get serious. We gotta get real serious about our salvation.
Amen.
If you're listening to us tonight in Radio Land, we want you to know it's time to get serious about your salvation.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You. One and the sound of my voice. I pray that you have heard and have received something that you can follow, that you will follow. We know that the word of truth will save. That's
Amen.
All we
Amen.
Need. God bless you.
Amen.
Father, I turn it
yes.
over.
Yes. I want to thank you. Thank you. I think that next Tuesday we need to address an issue. The Bible says, as we were in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 4, marriage is honorable
yes.
in all,
yes.
and the bed is undefiled. You know what that
okay.
is? A clean bed.
That's right.
Marriage brings about a clean bed. Is that?
No.
But, he said, whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Go have that nasty, stinking, sticky bed.
Yeah.
God, bed. Now, here I want to address something Tuesday, and I want all of us to put in some scripture with it and pray
right.
about it.
Right.
We're having so much hell going on in churches of Christ, it's nothing funny. And that whoremongering and fornication is bad
Amen.
In some of our congregation. Preachers moving in and sucking with women.
Mm.
And his wife, he had a wife. We don't know what happened to the wife and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
We got preachers that's gone around preaching and having, getting women up in the church to be his women or his whores.
That's
and
a shame.
Creating all kinds of hell up in the church. You know,
yeah.
preaching, if you can't preach it right, live it right, example it right, set your rock on a stump somewhere. Get out of that pulpit.
Amen.
You know something? What? We got to get on with it in the church of Christ.
Yes,
we can condemn the others always. But we know we got problems among us, and we have to address those issues.
Yeah.
And members in that congregation, many of them know it and hate it. They can't
mm-hmm.
do nothing about it.
Yeah.
We got to preach it.
Amen.
Expose
Amen.
It. And God will take the Holy Ghost and deal with some of them wicked, low-down preachers.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be a preacher in nothing but one church in the Bible.
That's it.
And he was commanded to preach it and to live right.
Amen.
Amen. We've got to do that. And we want to address that Bible question and answers. And everybody
yeah.
that's listening, call in. Call
mm-hmm.
in. We need to address this. Heads up. And just drop it like it's hot. Woo-hoo! Tell it like it just is. Got too much of the whoremongering and fornicating. Adultery and all that hell going on up in the church. We got to preach it and let it be known so that those who want to live right still can be addressed to keep on living right.
Yes,
regardless, and you will see what God will do to some of these wicked, low-down people in the churches and preachers in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
We were commanded to preach the word.
Nothing
yes, else but the word. Preach it when they like it. preach it in season. Preacher, when they don't like it, that's out of season. You keep preaching it. And we're in an out-of-season era in America right now. America is becoming to be a Hellenistic nation, not the nation that respected God. And you see how much better this world was when other people that were in not in God's church on their way to hell, but they were trying to live a better life. Now you look at what's happening. How do you want to be a member of the church and the preacher up there lying, talking about just receive him in your heart. Just receive it. Man, shut yourself down and shut your mouth up. God's going to get the moving on him. He's going to get the moving and setting this thing straight. It's got to be set straight. I just want to wait until next Thursday night. The Lord said the same. Let us address this issue like that. And we want those that we need to call in, call in. Ask the question. If you're suffering up in the church and know you got a Hellenistic minister in the pulpit, call in. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Brother Johnson, we're just so happy and blessed that you're with us tonight. And we want you to close us out with a wonderful prayer. If you got another statement or so, make that. But close us out with a wonderful prayer. Because it's a blessing for you to be here tonight, and we just thank God for it. Thank you. Brother Johnson.
Yes, sir. I'm grateful to God myself, brethren. I appreciate y'all prayers. And I know they went through the throne of grace. Let us go to God in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Our Father, our God,
we
pray and hoping that America will turn around before it's too late.
Amen. Amen.
We pray that all the world will turn around because we know that you're still in the saving soul business.
Yes.
Amen.
We know we can be saved if we lean on you.
Amen.
And trust what you say. Father God, we want to thank these brethren, Brother Lewis Parker, the third, the fourth, Brother Brown,
Amen.
Brother Roy Williams. We want to thank you, dear
Amen.
God, for blessing them to be able to proclaim your word.
Yes.
Father God,
Amen.
I thank you myself, but I thank you for allowing me to come home and to be able to study the Bible with my brethren, and we preach the gospel.
Amen.
Father
Amen.
God, we need your help. We need you, dear God, because we do not have no one else to depend on. We cannot depend on Satan, because Satan the killer anyway. He wants to destroy us. But we know if we hold on to your unchanging hand, we can go to heaven.
Amen.
Please help us, dear God.
Thank
help
you.
Us to be faithful.
Thank you.
Help us to be true Christians.
Yes.
Help us to love
Amen.
Us.
Thank you.
Help us to put love back in the church.
Yes.
And then go forward and teach the world the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help
Amen.
Us. Come.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, dear God. We need you.
Yes.
Please be with us throughout this evening and give us the strength to make it. Help us,
Amen.
Lord. These brethren have been on the radio tonight. I believe that they proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
They didn't preach their doctrine. They preached your doctrine.
Amen.
To make a change.
Yes.
Because we got to keep
amen.
On preaching until you come. For your church, not ours, but your church, God.
Amen.
You when we obeyed the gospel. And we're going to stay with you
amen.
Forever because you promised us eternal life through the gospel.
Yes.
Amen.
Gospel will save all that want to be saved. No matter what they have done in the past. We hope tonight, God, that a blessing will come out of this from someone that heard it and that they may go to someone and say, what must I do to be saved? And they give them the correct
Amen.
Answer.
Amen.
Yes.
Please help us, dear God.
Thank
when
you.
We have the words of life down here. We pray and hope that we will have an eternal home in your eternal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night, Brother Parker, Brother Parker IV, Brother Brown, Brother Johnson. God bless each and every one of you. good night to our listening audience in Radio Land.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. And good night, brethren, and God bless us all and be with us. We need to declare that I am is with us. Thank you.
Amen and
amen.
Amen.
Oprima el 2. To hear your mailbox prompt.